With the centennial of Roger Torrey Peterson's birthday coming this month, naturally I had to pull out the letter that I received from him back in July 1987. This was right when Duluth's ring-billed gull population explosion was making the news, but when people were still tossing French fries to them at every fast food restaurant. Duluth City Council was trying to come up with strategies to deal with them. One proposal was actually to introduce wild pigs to the harbor to eat their eggs. I decided to write to Roger Torrey Peterson asking what experiences he'd had with birds mooching for food and received this delightful reply. Dear Ms. Erickson, in reply to your recent letter about birds invading the fast food franchise habitat, I can only make the following comments. Locally, at one of our local restaurants, the Sandbar, at the mouth of the Connecticut River, common grackles mooch amongst the tables along with the house sparrows and, of course, ring-billed gulls. An occasional herring gull also gets in on the show, and one bird became so tame that I could practically feed it by hand. An occasional laughing gull also takes advantage. In Florida, laughing gulls beg for food at many fast food places during the summer months, whereas ringbills dominate during the winter. Here in Connecticut, inasmuch as the Sandbar restaurant is on the waterfront, mute swans cruise along the pavilion welcoming tidbits. These are feral swans that are now breeding on their own and increasing in the Northeast. I have been told that in Florida, ruddy turnstones have been actually known to scavenge things around the picnic tables, a new habit. It is the only shorebird I would ever expect to do a thing like this because it is by far the most adaptable in its survival techniques. I am sure there are many other birds that are slowly becoming bums. Fish crows around some resorts in Florida, black vultures at Flamingo in Everglades Park when the men are gutting fish, even some young brown pelicans that have not learned to make an honest living. At Venice, Florida, I once saw an immature brown pelican walk into a fish store and stand in front of the counter. I suspect that as birds wise up, certain individuals of many more species will find it expeditious to do these things. According to the biography Birdwatcher, Roger Torrey Peterson's wife Barbara wrote many of his letters, but by 1987 they were no longer married, and so this was actually written by him and is one of my treasured possessions. I'm putting a photocopy of it up on my blog today, along with the link to this program's all-new podcasts. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.